This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. Before we jump into the three-point stances, we do need to react a little bit, unpack a little bit. Alex Cora's interview, he just joined us here. If you missed the interview, you can get the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, download it, rewind it, listen to it, or iHeart, or anywhere you get your podcasts. That was very interesting, guys, that he, first of all, was not aware of Tarek Skubal on the Foul Territory podcast, talking about the Red Sox coaches and where they're lining up.
That, and, I mean, we can't hold that against him.
No. I just think he was like, oh, now Skubal. Like, he clearly...
Are you talking about us?
Yeah, he didn't. He doesn't think your coaches at first and third stand in the coaches' boxes.
But we haven't played them in a while.
Why is he talking about
us? Their third base coach isn't standing the third base coach either. He's my brother. You prepare, and that's the way it works in big leagues. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017 Houston Astros. You know, we did what we did. And
so that was Alex Cora taking it head on and making a clear differentiation between what they did in Houston and what he's doing now.
And very confident in what he's doing now.
It's very simple.
We're doing what everyone else is doing.
And he goes on, and again, go back on the Odyssey app to hear the whole interview, the whole answer. He basically said, like, I see our guys tipping pitches too, and we try to clean that up. Yeah. Like, everybody's doing this. And I also think it's a compliment. You know who it's a compliment to? Not just him and his ability to see baseball, see the offense. No one would be bitching about what you're doing if you weren't hitting well, if you weren't scoring runs, if you weren't winning games, if you weren't knocking pitchers out of innings and out
That's
of games.
Right.
So it's kind of a compliment to what Roman Anthony, Alex Bregman, and these guys are doing at the plate.
You hear about all these guys doing scouting reports, one-on-one scouting reports now that they didn't do at the beginning of the season because I think a lot of it had to do with Rafi Devers not wanting to do that, so they didn't do it. It's probably a tip of the cap to the – that process and the scouting that they're doing for these pitchers now one-on-one basis before games.
So we will revisit Alex Cora, that interview throughout the show and certainly in the drive at 5, but very very enlightening conversation with the manager, as they so often are, even if we get criticized for playing footsie with him or pussyfooting into topics.
That was
whatever.
Not a footsie. No. That was not a footsie chat.
We even got a follow-up from Nick.
We did. And, you know, I appreciate him taking that head on. He could have kind of cut it off at the pass, but
I think you're nice, and Fitzy, too, is asked. You guys are nice when you ask the a-hole questions.
Yeah, we try to,
you know.
Yeah. And bedside, I don't
even, bedside manner, Ted.
I don't even think of them as a-hole questions. It's an a-hole question if you ask it like an a-hole. It's just a topical question that we have to ask the manager when we have him in the interview. Like, Tarik Skubal, one of the best pitchers in baseball, is talking about what your coaches are doing. And this comes after an iPad. This comes after your third bit. Like, we got to, if we didn't ask about that, then we're pussyfooting. Then it's, okay, we might as well just lob softballs up. But
you can look at yourself in the mirror.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about it, bro.
As long as it's a low-hanging mirror, because if it's too tall, I'll have to climb a ladder. See what I can
you
be self
port. Wow, you're doing it to yourself now.
Wow, it's the picture of very small Dorian
it's
Gray.
It's fun, isn't it?
If Alex Cora can bring up the darkest moments of his career in a radio interview, I think I can poke fun at myself for being short.
I give him a lot of credit for that.
Me too.
Man.
So I'm learning from the manager of the Red Sox. It is 3 o'clock. It's time for the three-point stance.
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're man enough to admit you're short, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens, or you cheated in 2017. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Didn't want Andy to walk alone, even though Genius usually does. 3 o'clock here on the program, three hosts, each of which are presenting their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order is Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson. Andy, you get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Damn right.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Sometimes I walk alone here as a genius here on WEEI Afternoons. I point out things that no one else sees. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday when I said, when do we start worrying about the offense for the Patriots, the passing offense? Well, the answer is today in Minnesota. We'll leave that, though. We'll move on. Sometimes I like to just point out the obvious. And sometimes the obvious doesn't get enough attention. And the obvious right now is Roman Anthony. Every time I watch this guy at bat, you know how they say guys will spit on a pitch? Like, just dismissively take a pitch that should be a good pitch, should make them think about swinging. He does that more than anybody I've ever seen. His strike zone is ridiculous. Every time I watch him bat, it's like it's 3-0, 3-1. It's like, how come nobody else gets three balls before they start swinging? Why are they afraid of you? He is a special talent. I told you he was special. The first game, not so much. He had to change his jersey. His jersey was the wrong number. As soon as he got the right jersey number, the real Roman Anthony took off. And now he's taking off, and he's taking the Red Sox with him. It has been a long, long time since I think Boston had an athlete this special. I like his attitude. I like the way he works. I like what people say about him. And most importantly, I like his production. Roman Anthony is him. Jesus, Jiminy Joseph.
You know what? This question I had in my mind to ask Cora, and of course I forgot when it was. I hate that.
Stage fright?
I was clammed up, or I was thinking about the what I was going to do with my three-point, and I just got distracted. But I wanted to ask him, does plate discipline, does that come and go, or is that just a part of your nature? Like, are you just going to always be really good at seeing the ball, knowing what pitches to swing at, knowing which ones not to, or does that kind of come and go, like, you know, like hitting can be
No, I think streaky. It's who you are, and I think it ties back to that story you were telling about Ted Williams. I bet you there were umpires that called balls and strikes for Ted Williams that if he's mad, you're like, I probably screwed that up. He's probably right, because he has the better eye than I do, even though I have the better vantage point. And I know it's early in his career to be sort of assigning that to Roman Anthony, but he has some of that. He has some of that ability. There was a pitch, I think it was in last night's game, it was close. It was legit close. You know, you got the little box, and it's kind of right on the edge of the box. And he looks so annoyed that the guy called it a strike. Like, you idiot.
That was not a strike.
You idiot. That's not. I know what's a strike. That's not a strike.
I'd be curious how many check swings he has, because he doesn't even bite.
Right. No.
Like, he doesn't even flinch.
He is like he's like his own version of the ABS, the automated balls and strike. Yeah. Appeal. Like, when he doesn't swing, it's not a strike. I really feel that way. That's not just saying he's perfect.
Yeah.
Pitchers will get him with strikes and do different things. But I just, I can't tell you the last time I was all in as impressed with somebody. Like Tatum, Brown, like think of young guys that have come through. Whoever it may be. Pastrnak, like other examples with the Patriots. Maybe Gronk. I think Gronk might be the closest. I was Gronk's great.
Yeah. Just a slightly different kind of cat, though.
No, totally different, but I'm talking about the, oh my God, this guy's going to dominate his job, and I don't have any questions.
Did Christian Campbell ever hit out of the first spot? I can't remember. Remember how kind of fidgety and antsy he was at the plate?
Totally different.
Very different.
Like, yeah. And that, I am so impressed with that. I think that's as, you talk about fighter pilot. Roman Anthony stands in there, and there's a guy that's going to throw a ball either 100 miles an hour or maybe 90, and it takes a turn midway down the runway there to just stand there.
It's like he's on beta blockers, Andy. Well,
it reminds me. Yeah. I keep saying this.
Those work, man.
It's the natural.
I can tell you from experience.
No, for serious. It's like it's like the dude just pops a couple of Ativan, goes up to the plate, and is like, that's fine. Yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it.
It's like the natural. It's like he just has it, and I do think that is – you're born with that. Like he has. And you're right. Maybe in a different world, like he goes into a different career and he's a sniper and can just lay there for hours at a time and not even move.
He'd be an excellent sniper.
100%.
I'm thinking of jobs that you can do with the type of
sniper.
Surgeon.
Physiological
surgeon.
Surgeon.
Surgeon. Another good
like
one.
Like in different worlds. But the skill, the makeup, the wiring, he was born with that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he is just special. And I don't even, Fitzy, I think it's reached the point where, you know, the Homer horn, it's not even Homer anymore. It's just like everybody's kind of accepting the facts of it. Like, we heard it. Remember Cora? Oh, it was ridiculous. He would, you know, most young batters want to swing in spring training and show people what they can do. He's just like, ball. If you're not going to throw me a strike, I'm not going to swing at it. Like, he's special.
When I opened up my timeline last night and then again this morning, if it wasn't people yelling at me about the way I phrased my three-point stance yesterday, it was just nothing but Roman Anthony praise. It's amazing how they have this thing programmed so that either whatever you talk about when it's not open or what you've, the discourse you've entered when you're on there, like it was just there. He just did this. He's the first player to do this. He won't believe what Roman Anthony did. Like, it's just one after another, after another, after another. And the praise isn't local and it's not hyperbolic. This is not homerism. You're correct. This is due praise for a kid who is poised to dominate, if not take over the team, the town, and the game.
It's reached the point where I wonder, like, what's his wart? What's wrong with him? Ain't nobody this perfect.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to find out?
You'll find it.
Like, we found out about Devers. Well, he's kind of a dink. He's kind of a me-first guy. He's not a good teammate. Don't see any of that yet.
What does he not like to eat? Wasn't there some story, is there something weird? Remember Mac Jones said, like, I don't like seafood, and everyone was like, I was ready to hate you already. Now I'm done with you.
Yeah, he doesn't like ketchup or eat ketchup.
Ketchup, that's right.
I mean, if that's his greatest fault, we're good.
That's interesting.
Oh, is that psychosis?
Well, I love ketchup.
Earth, Ted.
It's got to mean something. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, if he goes that extreme,
ask
it should be
ChatGPT.
I mean,
well, can I tell you some results I already asked?
Sure.
ChatGPT, while you were talking there. So I said, what jobs require a person to have low blood pressure? Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Bomb diffuser.
I'm looking at my producers right now, and they're like, Ted's taking this off the rails.
What Ted does.
Military service, especially elite units. Law enforcement, firefighting, aviation, professional athletes. Low BP is often associated with better endurance, right? Jobs at high altitudes, mountain guides, high altitude construction maintenance workers, anything that, where you work in extreme heat, sauna or spa workers, commercial diving, submarine crews, and astronauts.
Where was WEI Afternoon?
It wasn't in there.
It wasn't
in there, man. So there you go. See, he'd be good at all those other jobs.
Yeah, because he's wired that way.
Yeah.
He's wired right. It's the opposite of Swayman. Remember that story about Jeremy Swayman, who set the record for the highest pulse or whatever, and it was during the anthem before a game? I didn't like that story. I've never liked that story.
That's okay. He's a new human this year, didn't you hear?
Well, yeah, he needs a new heart monitor, a new heart rate or something, because I don't want my goalie to be so amped up that his heart's bouncing out of his chest.
Who was like, what hitter? Can you think of a Red Sox hitter that was at the plate, you could just tell he was not ever comfortable. Like, he was a great hitter for a time, but he was always fidgeting. Do you know who I'm thinking?
Nomar Garcia.
Nomar.
Yep.
Oh, he definitely was fidgeting.
Like, the
every tick possible, Ted.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Yes. Nope. And Roman Anthony
is a terrible astronaut.
Roman Anthony is the Wade Boggs, the Tony Gwynn, the whatever, like these special hitters, Ted Williams, these guys that see the ball differently, have a different pulse out there, the whole thing.
Yep.
And he has, you know, a lot of women chasing him around Nantucket, which is good for him, too.
Nice little side benefit.
I'm right voting now. Also that a new metric on WEEI Afternoons is, but can he be an astronaut?
That's it.
Drake May, good quarterback, but can he be an astronaut? You know, that kind of thing.
Because I think the best of the baddest are astronauts.
Kyle Williams, great receiver, but can he be a sauna worker?
Yeah, that was a random one.
It was in there.
I think that's more of a literal sense, because when you get in the heat or something, it probably helps them out a little bit. You don't pass out. But that was a weird one that ChatGPT threw at us.
There you go. And that is how we transition over to Nick Fitzy. Stevens, are you ready, my friend?
I love weirdness, sauna workers, and a chance to put myself in a take grave 60 seconds at a time. Dan.
Well, good luck squeezing that all into 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Today, folks, I am here to officially declare that a member of your 2025 New England Patriots, not named Efton Chisholm, is most definitely making the team. But more than just make the team, he is going to make an impact. And I don't just mean the kind of impact that rookies like he are allowed to make in a Josh McDaniels system. I'm talking about legitimate impact. Legitimate, noteworthy, every Sunday talent impact. Legitimate, worth talking about every day on the radio impact. Legitimate, yeah, you should probably go ahead and draft him in fantasy because he's going to score a lot impact. And that would be the person who is lighting up the joint practices between the Vikings and the Patriots right now, none other than Travion Henderson. People are already saying that Travion Henderson looks like a wide receiver with a running back's body disguised on the Patriots in a Patriots uniform. He has been a go-to target time and again for Drake May when he needs to hit a quick outlet on a wheel route, a screen, release, etc. We saw the 100-yard kickoff return touchdown, the first play of his career, the preseason in 2025 for the Patriots. Oh, and by the way, in a two-minute drill earlier, he caught a 10-yard pass and then blew past everyone for 60 yards for a touchdown. Your expectations for Travion Henderson? Go ahead and raise him. Kid's going to be a stud.
And it helps him that Ramondre Stevenson continues to miss time, which is concerning.
That's not a good sign.
Nope, it is not a good sign.
That is not a good sign.
He is not out there today in Minnesota. Nope. He clearly did something Friday night.
Can't count on him. Got to count on a guy.
Well, isn't it all about just making the most of your opportunities? And boy, isn't this kid
grabbing
him. This is not going to be Maroney. This is not going to be White. This is not going to be Vereen, where he's limited as a running back. Like, I think, I'm not saying the sky is the limit, Ted, but I'm saying, like, it's okay to start thinking of him in terms of not rookie terms. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
All right.
Team me up, because I'm about to take a hot, steamy dump all over Fitzy's three-point stand.
Perfect. I love a teaser. I'm not even going to ask you if you're ready, because that seems urgent. So go ahead.
Here we go. Patriot fans, we might have a problem, and that is a problem with the offense, excluding Henderson, of course. But if you look at how the offense performed in the first preseason game, look, giving up that strip sack, that was an offensive line breakdown. That was a quarterback breakdown right there. And the two subsequent practices since the Commanders preseason game have not been good for the quarterback or the offensive line. And then today, Fitzy noted that probably the only player on offense that looked good was Travion Henderson. But other than that, this is the breakdown, according to Andrew Callahan, in these joint practices with the Vikings today, that May was 16 of 25. He had six sacks. He did have long TDs to Henderson and to Hollins, like Fitzy mentioned, but the Vikings handled the Pats' O-line with sacks, pressures, two drawn holds, Will Campbell, two sacks allowed, Gerald Wilson, at least one sack allowed, Dobbs threw two interceptions, a pick six, and Douglas had a fumble. So I've kind of been very patient with the offense. Let's just hold on. Let's settle down. Let's not rush to judgment. But now I'm starting to worry. This is a big week for this offense to grow, to get better. I knew they would take some lumps with that Brian Flores defense, but not like it turned out to be. So now I'm starting to get concerned with this Patriots offense more than I have at any time so far this season.
And just as you finished that, J.J. McCarthy threw a pick six to Marcus Jones.
Oh, nice. At least you bounce back and can balance out the stat sheet a little bit because we got a battle of young quarterbacks trying to prove themselves. Yeah, Ted, I do think this is a growing concern. You know, I said it yesterday. Like, I saw it in the walkthrough the other day or the whatever it was, high-tempo walkthrough that they had. And I try to eliminate my preconceived notions from past practices. Like, I get that Brady in year 14 was going to have a more, regardless of receivers, right, was going to look better. He's going to run the show. He's the conductor out there. It's going to look smooth. But these are making me think more of, like, bad offenses that I've seen in New England. And sometimes these bad offenses that we see in August ended up translating into
And we saw him recently.
Cam Newton would be one of them. Absolutely. And
Mac Jones
with Patricia and Judd. Like, you know, this performance, we can, because we'll get people that'll say, guys, it's only August. It's this. It's only practice. It's only that. Well, we have actually recent examples where that translated and you had a bad offense during the season.
Yeah.
Like, it actually meant something.
Yeah.
It was a precursor.
And there's enough data now with OTAs and training camp and preseason game to make an educated guess on what the season's going to look like to start with.
All right, that's going to do it for our three-point stances, but that's not going to do it for this discussion because we do need to talk about joint practices. We do need to talk about the good and the bad that's happening in Minnesota. We also need to put it in perspective. Brian Flores seems to go harder than most other coaches do in these settings. Does that ease your concerns at all? We'll talk about the offensive struggles up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball and his DB nature has what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Pretty bold to say to somebody who writes the copy for you, Andy. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by In the Game Peabody. The Red Sox beat the Houston Astros 14-1 last night. Dustin May earned the win, going 6 shutout innings. In the game, Roman Anthony joined Hall of Famer Ted Williams as the only Red Sox players in club history with 21 extra base hits and 32 walks over their first career 52 games. The rubber game of that series is tonight, first pitch at 7:10. Walker Buehler will start for the Sox opposite Hunter Brown. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo have the call of the game. The Celtics NBA Cup group play schedule has been released. The four games are as follows. The Celtics will play at the Philadelphia 76ers on October 31st, then at the Orlando Magic on November 7th. They will host the Brooklyn Nets on November 21st, and finally, they will host the Detroit Pistons on November 26th. And new within the hour, Tom Dundon, owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, has agreed to purchase the NBA's Portland Trail Blazers for a valuation of over $4 billion per ESPN's Shams Charania. The Patriots took to the field today for a joint practice with the Vikings. New England will play Minnesota in their second preseason contest on Saturday. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. And from around the NFL, running back James Cook and the Bills have reached an agreement on a four-year, $48 million contract extension that includes $30 million guaranteed. And Jordan Love had surgery yesterday to repair a ligament in his left thumb, but the Packers expect the quarterback to be ready for their season opener. It's the great game card giveaway at In the Game Peabody. Just walk in and ask for the GCG and get a free $25 game card. No purchase, no catch. Now through August 17th, only at In the Game. Haven't visited in a while, now's the time. Restrictions apply, one per guest. See store for details. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming up right after this.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
The same thing that goes into most every decision that we just try to communicate with, you know, the staff and the personnel staff and training staff and see where we are with the player and how much he's getting, how much work he's getting in practice. And I think that volume's good and being able to come back and have a good day in the red zone. And we're just trying to track what this may look like in the season for veteran players that we have. I think good experience with just in the end trying to get each player exactly what they need to be ready for the season. And then also once you get into the season, where things are at week to week.
That was Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel out in Minnesota today before joint practice action, which, based on the sounds of things, or at least the tweets of things, not going great. Didn't go great for the Patriots. Yeah, more downs than ups, if I'm reading generally positive.
Definitely more downs.
Yeah, Twitter assessments coming out of there. Drake May, 16 of 25, according to Andrew Callahan, 6 sacks. Does that say that right?
It just says 6 sacks, yes.
That's right. I'm not misreading. That's not a typo.
That's what they're saying. Now, you know, there's some will say there were some coverage sacks. So it's hard to know exactly.
I don't care.
Okay.
Because if you get to the regular season and you're sacked 25% of the time, because Dan Ball, I know you're the math guy around here, sacks in 25 pass attempts, that's about 1 in every 4 pass attempts you're sacked.
My understanding, based on my research, is that is not good.
Yeah.
And the 4 interceptions, now, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
But these are like in preseason and in these joint practices as well, when you put them down for like 6 sacks, is that they're not obviously Drake May dragged to the ground, but these are... On that play, a sack would have been viable.
Well, yes.
That was trending towards being a sack.
Right. But, you know, obviously, you don't know. He could have escaped the sack, ran around, and maybe avoided the sack. But in this environment, yes, that is a
sack. Yeah, he is one of the best second reaction quarterbacks in football.
Number nine, baby.
That's it. There you go.
I will also say, I have spent a lot of time, you guys know, on the Hill with a lot of these people that are tweeting and their assessments. Yeah. And they generally are pretty positive. They generally give the benefit of the doubt. So if
I would agree.
If I read 6 sacks, you know what that tells me? 7 or 8. Because I think there were a couple that they kind of brushed off and let him step up, slide, throw. And I'd go, I don't know that he would have really done that in a game situation. So 6 to me is an alarmingly big number. Yes, Dan Ball.
I also thought it was interesting. All of them mentioned in different play. Oh, well, he had a couple of long completions, long touchdowns, which again is, and we saw the same thing a couple weeks ago. Pop Douglas, you know, off schedule, he was able to hit him. There's nothing about the quick passes, the easy passes, moving the offense up the field. The thing that, at least for me personally, worries me about him the most.
So can I just tell you, Fitzy, and if Fitzy is right when he says, you know, Trayvon Henderson had this nice 70-yard touchdown.
Yep.
So it was about a 5-yard throw.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit. And it was a busted coverage.
Yep.
And so that's, you know, that factor that in. It wasn't like, you know, between two defenders, beautiful, placed it in the bucket. It was an easy throw because it was a busted coverage to a guy that is faster than everyone on the field.
Yeah. And I would say things like that can happen when you have good athletes. That's great.
Yep.
Drake May can do it. Trayvon Henderson can do it. All these guys can do it. It's not a sustainable way to play offense and to live. You have to be able, I said it weeks ago, make the easy one. Look like you're a functioning off. We know what Josh McDaniels wants to do, right? There's going to be a short passing game. There's going to be an intermediate passing game. There's going to be screens. There's going to be those things. You have to hit those functionally. And I haven't seen those get hit often enough at a high level for the last week plus now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in various.
A lot of that's the line, guys. That, again. Well,
yep, 100%. When I read that Will Campbell, 2 sacks allowed, Jared Wilson at least 1, there were some holding calls, like, that's a problem. And I'm not saying this Minnesota team is without talent, and I'm also not saying that maybe they're not more try-hard under Brian Flores. That's the narrative that's come out. Garrett Bradbury said, oh, I've seen teams come in here and get decimated.
Because of all the blitzing they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say this. I will look a little differently at this if they go out and fix the problems from today in tomorrow's practice.
Correct. And so just to put it in perspective, what they were planning to do today, I heard Vrabel say a lot of full field stuff, so not a lot of red zone situational. And also the situational stuff, one thing he noted they would be doing that Kevin O'Connell likes to work on is second and long.
Which, back on track.
Haven't heard a lot of that over my years where, like, there was a specific segment, like, you know, we're going to really work on second and long. And Vrabel said, like, get half the yardage, get back on track, get to third and manageable. Yeah. So those are some of the parameters of what they're doing today. But the that 6 sacks just jumps off the page.
Does the 2 interceptions and 2 pick-sixes by Josh Dobbs, are we concerned about our backup quarterback?
Nope.
Okay.
Don't really care.
You don't think the backup quarterback might be in play if Drake May, you know, got hurt?
Well, he's
some games.
Yeah. But if Drake May gets hurt, then I'm gonna, you know, fold up the tent, pack it up, and call it a season.
Okay. Let's go, Celtics.
I don't know. This is the only time you're ever gonna talk about a backup quarterback to me is in training camp. So I think it's noteworthy that Josh Dobbs threw up all over himself today.
Yeah.
Because that's the guy that's been around for a while, and you know what? He's one good hit away from being our starting quarterback.
So would you rather
have Josh Dobbs experience if the last 5 years of NFL watching and fandom are to be any sort of indicator? He'll come in 1 week like, oh, here comes Josh Dobbs after an injury, and he'll look amazing the next week, and then 3 weeks later or 2 weeks later, 4 picks. And I think that's literally happened, like whether it was the Cardinals or another team. I do apologize for not remembering exactly which team it was, but that's what you're signing up for with him. And as far as these one-on-ones and some of the other drills go, just, you know, on the commercial break, check out some of the throws that Drake May was making to Steph Diggs and the absolute roller skates that Steph Diggs
put
a
cornerback on. Well, it was one-on-ones, which isn't team, it's a lot easier.
I'm also looking to divine some or any positives because I feel like I'm at a coffee shop with 75-year-olds right now. Just like, oh, my God, the weather's awful. Love the offensive line. Yes, it's bad. These are problems. There's a ton of problems to work on. But we got to divine a couple of positives out here. Like, Steph Diggs had reconstructive surgery 9 months ago, and he's smoking DBs out there in long passes from Drake May. Good sign.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I told Tom Curran I don't manufacture opinions. I'm not going to start now. So if the reality is that it's raining and it's windy out, I'm going to sit in the coffee shop and say, I hope the weather gets better tomorrow, but today really sucks. Yeah. It's rainy and windy, and I feel like that's what this is. And, you know,
I'll be honest real quick about Steph Diggs. Mm-hmm. I need to see him more.
Yes.
Flash. I mean, the practice against the Commanders we were at, he was late getting to the field, and then he hardly participated. He didn't play in the preseason game. So I need to see more Steph Diggs, so it's hard for me to get all worked up in a one-on-one drill when you have a unnamed corner in press coverage getting sizzled by Steph Diggs. Most of them would. That doesn't, you know, get me going. Like based on the evidence leading up to the, you know, up to today's camp.
And the pessimistic view, maybe, but I can't envision Fitzy. And I think he looks great physically. He's definitely ahead of where I thought physically. I expected we were going to be having debates about PUP leading into camp and then about whether active for the first game.
Right.
I'm assuming he's going to be active and on the field for the first game, but he is still a 30-something receiver coming off an ACL, so I can't count on him to simply carry the offense, to go out there and be Randy Moss and say, everything else will just come from Stephon Diggs, and that's my concern. And I get it. You don't have Stevenson out there. You don't have Hunter Henry out there. There's aspects of your offense which may not be elite in their own right, but at least they're your best, and they're not out there. So there are reasons for this that you could kind of put it all into perspective. That being said, it's not good. It's just like I said Friday night was a positive, even though it came against backups. It's still a positive. You went out there. You competed. You executed. You scored points. Drake May made some good decisions running the ball. I'm going to give you credit for that because I would crap all over you if you didn't do that, right? Oh, you went against backups and you still couldn't do anything. The flip is true today. I have to acknowledge what happened on a football field today in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And what you put forth as an offense isn't good enough. It's, I believe Mike Vrabel would put a lot of today's practice in that third bucket. Bleep, that'll get you beat. Six sacks, bleep, that'll get you beat. Turnovers, bleep, that'll get you beat. And he wants to cut down on bleep, that'll get you beat. And we're halfway through August.
Well, nice 50-yard touchdown pass from Dobbs to Javon Baker, who obviously has been hearing the lavish amounts of Efton Chisholm the Third praise and wants to turn that into a bit of a competition. When you go up and win and make big plays like that, earn yourself some first-team reps, that'll make it a competition. So, again, just looking not to be blindly optimistic or be wearing Patriots-tinted glasses, just looking for some of the positives amidst the disappointment of the this was also anticipated. I think all of us in the room thought, yeah, this line, which is still patchwork at best, is going to struggle against Brian Flores, even when somebody, a starter, and a very good starter like Van Ginkle, wasn't even out on the field today.
Oof. Van Ginkle, I forgot. He plays for the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Sneaky good.
Oh, not even sneaky. When he was with the Dolphins, my goodness, I forgot Van Ginkle. That guy,
he's fast.
Always beat up the Patriots.
Fast.
Yep. You know, it's. I do still think I would way rather them go out there and throw up all over themselves against this kind of defense and this kind of team, even though it doesn't really feel like it builds confidence. You know, I don't. The United States men's hockey team played Russia in a little friendly before the Olympics. Got their asses kicked. But at least they knew what to expect, and when they played them for real, I think there's a huge benefit in going out there and even getting your ass kicked for a young offense like the Patriots have.
I also think there's something to be said or speculated about that. I thought there were times where Drake May looked really good. I thought they had a good practice against Washington. I think there's a chance Josh McDaniels has turned the dial up, has ramped things up and said, okay, we laid a foundation. You guys look like you're actually getting this crap. Well, guess what? That was 101. Now we need to get to 201 and 301 because the season's coming. So there could be that factor in this, not just the defense you're going against, but maybe they're trying to do different things and ramp it up a little bit. And maybe some of the players are like, whoa, head spinning a little bit. I got the first stuff, but now we got to move forward. Yep. So I am not ready. As I said yesterday, I'm not ready to say offense stinks, team stinks, Drake May stinks. But I'm also not ready to just go, ah, it's August, it's preseason, it's practice, nothing to worry about.
That
means
something.
It's a blend of the two.
Two things. One, to let the audience know, 4:30, we'll actually have somebody who was out at the joint practices calling in, our pal and frequent Six Rings and Football Things guest, Mike Dussault from Patriots.com. So we'll get a fresh perspective from boots on the ground coming up within the hour, boys. And number two, here's something where I am officially ready to ring the alarm and the warning bell, guys. Carlton Davis just walked off the field at the start of joint practices.
Yep.
The hell is that all about?
No Christian Gonzalez, and then Carlton Davis was there five minutes.
He participated in all the team.
Oh, he did?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so he came back.
Yes.
Because I saw the initial Phil Perry tweet walked off the field.
Right. No, he came back. And
do we know why he walked off?
I do not.
Because I continue to say something seems weird with him.
I agree. Something is off.
From all the way back.
Totally agree.
And this just adds to it. Even that he came back
no
is
doubt.
Good.
Yep.
The fact that he walked off is bad.
The fact that he came back is good. If he didn't come back, then I'd be like,
huge.
Well, what are we doing here?
But also, like any other player, if they walked off right now, I wouldn't look at the same as Davis because I hold the rest of it against him,
yep.
if that makes sense.
Yep.
Like some
yep.
guy could have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had Mexican last night. He's got to
yeah,
run
yeah,
off,
no,
go to the bathroom,
it
come
happens,
back.
Man.
But if Carlton Davis goes off, I go, what's going on here?
Because his behavior is not consistent with a guy that feels like he's bought in or committed.
Yes.
That's what it feels like.
And we're counting on him.
And we're very much counting on
him. And we have this tandem that we think could be one of the best cornerback tandems in football.
Correct.
But we have to have faith because we've never actually really seen it on a football field together in the summer.
I feel like he's a veteran that's being like who feels like, you know what, I know they need me.
Yeah.
They know they need me. And so I'm gonna kind of take advantage of this situation.
You know what that sounds like? Entitlement.
Yeah.
You know what Vrabel said he was getting rid of?
Entitlement.
Entitlement. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not great. Anyway. That's going to do it for the quick recap of practice. As Fitzy said, 4:30, we will talk to Mike Dussault, Patriots.com, get his perceptions and reactions to what went right and what went wrong for Drake May in the offense today. Fitzy also touched on his boy Efton Chisholm. Well, he's getting some love. Brian Baldinger breaking down Efton Chisholm. I'm still dubious, and I still think another receiver is going to make this team over Efton Chisholm. That's a little Efton Chisholm talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Think about the history of slot receivers and Josh McDaniels off. Bress Welk, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, and now maybe Efton Chisholm. He runs all the same routes that all those guys did. 30 seconds to go in the half. Here he is in the slot. Little cover two trap right here. Bam. Catches everything. You watch the touchdown right here. Here he is in the slot right here. Very popular route combination. These crossers with the flare by the back, and he catches it, and then he just runs away from the defender. I don't care what quarter this was in and who he played against.
Baldy.
Baldy seems like he likes him some Efton Chisholm.
I like the style. Ooh-wee. I like Baldy's style.
I'm going to ask
Baldy.
Him about just that. Kinda,
yeah. The finger makes me uncomfortable. The thing that's pointing in the wrong direction.
Well, we all have
no,
that.
His finger.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just makes me uncomfortable.
It's a secret weapon for a lot of us. You know
Can
what I'm
you
saying?
Can you not fix it?
Why would I want to fix it? You know what I'm saying? Huh?
I don't know
hey
what you're
now.
Saying.
Hey now. Hey now.
Okay. Okay.
You know, why?
That just
why?
Took a turn.
It was like a... it's like it was a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
For me
your
ball,
golf, you must get some extra power on that golf swing.
Oh, man.
I don't think he's talking about golf right now.
I'm pretty sure he's not golf. Either, but he probably yells four.
So, Fitzy, you declared
boom,
yesterday.
Boom, boom.
You guaranteed that Efton Chisholm was going to make the roster.
I stamped, certified, signed, sealed, delivered, Dunsky.
Your yeah. boy Baldy seems to like him, some Efton Chisholm. What was that very last? But I don't care what quarter it's
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I don't
who
care
who
he's playing against.
Yeah, he kind of, you know,
doesn't matter.
No, doesn't care. As long you're running the routes. He's doing the Welker, Amendola, Edelman. Hey, this guy's running the same routes thing. Absolutely.
I think between the three, he does look the most like Amendola. Like his route running most reminds me of Amendola, especially that up and under thing he does where he goes up and ducks underneath the cornerback. Like that's just straight up out of the Danny Amendola playbook.
It's
route.
Can we just, as a show, just say route?
Yeah, it's route one.
Route one.
But it's a route.
He's a great route runner, but he runs routes.
Nope, route runner.
No, route runner.
It's just route.
It's a route runner.
Football routes. They run routes.
Route.
You got a route tree, not a root tree.
Yeah, no, it's a small thing.
I mean, a tree has roots, you know. But that's a totally different thing. It's a route tree.
So,
now we're just going down a rabbit hole. Let's go go to the poll today for the show. At Jumbo Hart, at WEEI Afternoons. Do you expect rookie free agent wide receiver Efton Chisholm to make the Patriots opening day roster? The options, Fitzy, were yes, no, and then a nod to our large co-host.
Are
you out
of
your mind? Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were going to play it, Stiz. Well done. So, Fitzy, what do you think the results are today?
Yes at 53%.
You are a more influential orator than you even believe. 79% of Patriots fans now expect Efton Chisholm to make the roster.
Welcome 19 to my side of the street. We've got cookies.
It's called the wrong way. It's a wrong way street. 19% say no, and 2% say, "Are you out of your mind?"
That's a nod to Ted.
So, Fitzy, you brought up a guy that I think was interesting. That you were the one that brought him up because I think he's the guy that could bump your guy Efton Chisholm to the practice squad. His name is Javon Baker. He has been, in my opinion, the totality of training camp. Training camp. He has been a better wide receiver. He's made more plays. He's shown up, shown out.
Special teams.
And guess what? This is going to sound weird. Efton Chisholm doesn't play special teams. And what I mean by that is he's a returner. This team is loaded with returners. You got Marcus Jones. You got Travion Henderson. You got Antonio Gibson. So,
yeah, he's not a gunner like Javon Baker would be.
Right. Javon Baker can fill out key roles on punt coverage, kickoff return as a sixth and or seventh receiver, however we want to break this down. And as much as it matter or doesn't matter, he was a draft pick a year ago. I know we sometimes kind of put that in these equations, even though Jalen Polk, it doesn't feel like it's going to save his ass.
Yeah, I think it's something to factor in.
Yeah, so I think Javon Baker is going to make this team, and he could be the one that pushes Efton Chisholm to where I believe he'll go.
Practice squad.
Straight to the Patriots practice squad. I don't think he'll get claimed by anybody.
You know what? And that's to say that he might not. I think that's what's going to happen. I think he'll go to the practice squad to start the year.
Yeah.
My guess is someone's going to get hurt, and they will bring him up. But to start the season, if everyone's healthy, my feeling, my gut tells me that he's on the practice squad. That doesn't mean he's not can't be a viable, productive, professional wide receiver someday. I just don't think they will do it to start the season.
But if another team were to claim him, that's my fear, is that another team is going to say, again, I'll go back to the 2019 Berrios thing, that another team claims him and says, you know what? We don't have that kind of quickness. We don't have that little dude on our team and a potential Dynamite returner. So we're going to claim him. Does that mean that that team has to put him on the 53?
Correct. So they have to put a guy on their 53 who hasn't practiced with them one day.
Right. Which coaches care about these days.
Yeah.
Maybe more than ever. If you look at rosters and practice squads and that cut down, practice squads now, it's like, I think it's 16, and like 12 of them, 13 of them, were in camp with the team. Like, teams don't look for new talent. They look for the guy they've been working with for weeks and months.
It'd be odd for a team to bring in a wide receiver and have him be starting on your week one roster when he hasn't even practiced your system at all.
And perhaps there could be a team, though, that had bid in that bidding process that led the Patriots to outbid everyone, giving him $259,000 guaranteed to come in and be a camp participant.
Bid for an undrafted. They had a chance.
Bid, right,
they had,
yep.
They had, how many rounds are there? Seven rounds.
There's seven.
They had seven chances.
He got a three-year deal, Ted, and he got a nice chunk of change to come in and practice and play around with the Patriots and do the things he's done that have put social media in Pat's Nation ablaze. Another team could easily, another team that bid on him that didn't win out could say, okay, now the Patriots did all this work for us, and now we see why we wanted to bid $200,000 on him. Thank you very much, Mike Vrabel, Todd Downing, Josh McDaniels. He looks like he's ready for us.
And I would also say, Ted, if he's on the practice squad, I don't even know if it'll take an injury for him to get bumped up.
That's true.
I think there's a chance Josh says.
Certain games? Matchups?
Just, you know what? DeMario Douglas is not the traditional slot guy. Like. This guy is more like what I like, and now I've worked with him for 6 months, and now he's up to speed, and he's ready for the role.
That's fair.
And I don't rule out him being on the practice squad, being on the roster. Hell, I don't rule out him having a role with this team at some point. I just think if you're putting your best 53 players together and putting your best practice squad together, guys you can get through, Javon Baker is an example. If you cut him, Fitzy, there may be a team that said, ooh, we did have a fourth-round grade on him last year, and he's been playing special teams. But nothing, same as Efton Chisholm. He's done nothing either.
Up and down. The maturation process has thankfully begun, or so it seems, with Javon Baker in the last couple weeks, and that's probably from getting a face full of Vrabel for months at a time. And a cursory check of the replies to a tweet I put out on our last commercial break saying Baker versus Chisholm for the final receiver spot should be interesting the next 2 weeks. The majority of people that replied all keep saying the same thing. Baker's special teams value should give him the edge over, except there are the ones who ask, well, why can't we keep both?
Well, you can, but I mean, there's a numbers crunch. And it's also another thing. If you have a bunch of bad receivers, why do you want to keep more of them, not less?
That's the thing.
So we have to keep in mind.
You realize we're arguing over the seventh wide receiver on a team that has not the best wide receivers.
It's like bottom. Didn't we agree on it at one point? It's like bottom five in the league.
Right.
So bottom five group of wide receivers. We're going to keep an extra one. We're going to keep an extra one around who's not that good. It's an interesting conversation, and it's definitely, I'm surprised Brian Baldinger did a breakdown on it. That tells me that this has become a thing with the Patriots, which I do believe has something to do with
Wes Welker. Part of it is the coaches are loving up Efton Chisholm.
And they love him.
So.
But they also need to make the right decision. They need to put the best players out there. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to our
And real quick, can I just tell you?
Sure.
They might be loving up Efton Chisholm, not because they love Efton Chisholm. Belichick did this all the time. Jimmy Garoppolo versus Tom Brady. It was more to tweak the guys behind him than it is to really lift up the player they're pumping up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, these coaches play games all the time.
All the time.
Absolutely.
All the time.
617.
And you know what? And it works.
7797937. If you want to react to Efton Chisholm. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, ESPN put out another interesting list. It's best and worst case scenarios for every team in the NFL, which means you're Patriots. So we're going to talk about that. We're also, Stiz has been on my butt, wants to update our projected wins totals based on everything that's gone on the last couple days, including 6 sacks of Drake May in practice. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.